Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see what the Bible says about effective courses of action to take when government seems to go haywire. Yesterday, we saw how one Bible character responded to injustice, a response that had great benefits for a whole nation. Today we'll look at another. Saul, the king of Israel, had a problem with David, the fellow famous for killing Goliath. Basically, Saul was jealous of David's accomplishments and popularity, and he was afraid David might take over the kingdom. But instead of upping his own game, he determined that David had to be killed. He took 3,000 men with him and went looking for David and his supporters, who were hiding in the wilderness. One night, David and his men came across Saul and his men while they were all asleep. It would have been easy to kill Saul. In fact, David's supporters said they were ready, willing, and able to do it. But David would not let them, saying Saul was the Lord's anointed. David wasn't willing to see Saul as evil. Instead, he saw him as a child of God. So while Saul was sleeping, David took Saul's spear. When Saul found out what happened and how easily he could have been killed, he said David would do great things and prevail. And David did, in fact, become king after Saul's death, and he did do great things. David refused to react to injustice and hate with violence. May we, too, keep our focus on everyone's godlike identity and see the benefits that result. Amen.